Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, Kendra. I was disconnected. I was talking to someone about a charge.
Yes, ma'am. Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
32312.
And your first and last name?
Deborah Yoakum. Dan Yoakum.
Can that account be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
No. Probably under 850-508-4840.
Could you spell out that last name?
Y-O-A-K-A-M.
Okay, and I did find that account. Could you verify your address?
3401 Maple Nut Lane, Tallahassee, Florida, 32312.
Okay, and you were charged with shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster, and you were charged to $49.97 for the membership fee and being a member.
Okay. Let me tell you something right now. We never ordered anything like that.
Did you pay the shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster?
No, we never got a Wi-Fi booster. Never got one, never ordered one.
Could it have been anyone in your household that did it?
No, it's just me and my husband.
Okay, so what I can offer to do is get your account canceled and get you over to the fraud department so they can...
Yep. Please do.
Bear with me one moment.
Wi-Fi booster. Shut I put this card in here because they're going to send you a new one, MasterCard. You have that.
Did you dispute any of these charges, ma'am?
Well, we just got the bill. I opened it up. My husband paid the bill last month. Apparently, it was on there. He didn't notice it. He just paid the bill.
Okay, so you didn't dispute any charges, correct?
No, not until now I am.
Okay, and what charges are you disputing?
The $49.97.
Okay, and I can offer a 50% refund on that charge.
But wait a minute, 50%? For something I never ordered, something I never received?
Well, if you bear with me one moment, I can speak to my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do.
Yeah, I'll speak to your supervisor myself. A motherfucking scam. It's a scam.
I'm sure it is.
Well, they're not getting any money. They're not going to get any money because we already closed out with Sam's. Spirit with Sam's. They're not going to pay it.
Why would I even put it on that? If I even say I would order something like that, why would I order that?
Right.
I don't know nothing about fucking computers.
Okay, and I am able to get you fully refunded for that $49.97, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
All right, and Sam's knows about it, and there's an investigation going on with Sam's MasterCard.
So you disputed the charge?
With Sam's, yes, ma'am. But I'm calling you to find out what the heck this is. Obviously, it was some sort of spam call.
Ma'am, it's not a scam.
Well, how in the world did that charge get put on our account when we haven't even been there since the 1st of December?
Well, that's where the 670... That's the day that was charged on the 1st of December.
We hadn't been there.
Okay, well, ma'am, I did get you refunded for the $49.97. Even though
thank you so much.
Last month, $49.
What about last month?
Did you dispute that charge, ma'am?
No, we didn't even know it was on there.
So which charge did you dispute?
All of them with you, because I did not get a booster. I did not order a booster. I got no product whatsoever.
I'm asking,
nothing.
Did you dispute the charge with your Sam's card, whoever your card is with?
Oh, that's so white of you. Goodbye. Bitch.